CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and in the booth today we have Linda Kiet, and she's going to talk to us about the Bravehearts Relay for Life. So welcome, Linda.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
So tell us about the Bravehearts.
Well, the Bravehearts are hard at work again, raising money for the Relay for Life.
Mm-hmm.
And in turn, it goes to the Canadian Cancer Society. And we're hoping, we're planning an event on the 18th of March, and we're hoping that you all can help us raise some money to reach our goal. And if we reach our goal this year, if we hit our target number, we will have raised over $200,000 over the few years that we've been walking.
Okay, it's $200,000. And you got into this initially because of your daughter having cancer. You've just carried it on after she passed away.
Yes, that's right. We started, she started walking with her sister in 2003.
Mm-hmm.
And she founded a team the year after that in 2004. We called them the Bravehearts, and we've been the Bravehearts ever since. And we lost Chrissy in 2012. And she asked us, please, to keep it up. And her father and I and the team have been continuing her fight to find a cure.
That's amazing. Good for you. And you said you started small in what year was that?
It was 2004.
2004. Okay, that was the first year.
Yeah.
And it's still going since 2004.
Yes. It's the same, basically the same team. We've lost a couple members and added a couple members, but there's an average of 15 of us that walk every year.
Mm-hmm.
And we keep trucking, and hopefully someday we'll find a cure and people won't have to go through what my family had to go through.
Exactly. It must give you a wonderful feeling that you're actually proactive. You're doing something, though.
Well, it empowers me.
Mm-hmm.
The cancer itself took it took what control I had over my
mm-hmm.
family.
Mm-hmm.
You have no control over this disease, and this empowers me. It's like, I'm not going to let it win.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to win, and I'm going to fight until we've won.
It's a wonderful attitude, a really special attitude. Now, the Bravehearts, you have a team of 15, mostly women, but you said a couple of men too.
Yes, my husband Mark and my cousin Dane from Boston. Those are our two guys. But all the girls also have husbands that are very supportive
mm-hmm.
and very active in the raising of funds.
Mm-hmm.
But our two male members are Dane and Mark, and we can't forget them.
No. Now, the Bravehearts, do you have several activities you do throughout the year?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we do. We always have a golf tournament.
Mm-hmm.
We have a Mishwi coming up in May. We
okay.
have a bowling bowl-a-thon that's coming up also at the end of May.
Mm-hmm.
We have a cribbage tournament done by Colleen Matthews
mm-hmm.
that's happened in February. We have a dance
mm-hmm.
in February also. And we have an upcoming event in March that was offered to us because we are the number one team in Quebec this year.
Number one team in Quebec?
Yes, we're the number
Good
one
for you.
Fundraising team in Quebec.
Mm-hmm.
And in the Eastern Townships, there's two out of the top five
mm-hmm.
that are
mm-hmm.
from the Eastern Townships, us and Les Papillons de la Guérison in Sherbrooke. And we were offered this opportunity to have this dance. It's a variety show type thing, and they play different kind of music, and they
mm-hmm.
interpret dance.
Okay.
And this is to raise money for
mm-hmm.
the Cancer Society. It was made, this show was made specifically for the Cancer Society.
Okay.
And it was offered to us. So they are coming to Sherbrooke
mm-hmm.
and they are coming on the 18th of March.
Good. And where will that be held?
That's going to be held at the It's called the Centre Québécois. Mm-hmm. It's on Don Bosco Street,
okay,
up by the Salesian High School,
mm-hmm,
Séminaire Salesien,
okay,
High School.
Mm-hmm. And tickets, do you have some information?
The tickets, I have tickets.
Mm-hmm.
So all you have to do is call me. Mm-hmm. The phone number is 819-837-2363. Or email me, linda.guillette@outlook.com.
The money raised will go toward the Canadian,
yes,
Cancer Society.
Depending on how, okay, much, how many tickets, mm-hmm, are sold.
Mm-hmm.
But for sure, the cost of the ticket is $25,
mm-hmm,
and at least $20 of the 25 goes to the Canadian Cancer Society.
Good, that's amazing.
And the more, mm-hmm, tickets we sell, the more, mm-hmm, money we make, because, mm-hmm, they need $1,500 to cover their costs.
Exactly.
And mm-hmm, so if we sell a lot of tickets,
mm-hmm,
the we'll make more profit.
Okay, good for you. So that's on March the 18th.
Yes.
And what
at
other
8 o'clock?
8 o'clock. Okay. And what other activities do you have coming up?
The Michoui is in May.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's the Saturday before Mother's Day, and I can't tell you the date because I don't have the calendar,
okay,
in front of me.
So people can just actually look on their calendars.
Yes,
Saturday before
is,
Mother's Day.
Yeah,
okay.
It's the Saturday before Mother's Day, and our bowl-a-thon is the 27th of May.
Okay. So the Meshwi is this taking place at the...
At the hut.
At the hut, okay.
Yes. And it's organized by Andrea Morin.
Mm-hmm. And are tickets needed beforehand, or?
Yes, because, okay, we have to pre-order the food.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, we absolutely need to know how many people are coming.
Okay, so that's in May, so we'll probably be announcing that.
Yes, you will. You'll be getting all the details as they come in.
Okay.
And as well as the bowl-a-thon.
Okay.
It'll be the same thing. It's in May.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Saturday night, and... Mm-hmm. It's at the bowling alley on King East.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we'll have the details of that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that will be coming
and,
up.
And you do a walk. That's a big fundraiser, too. Is it once a year?
Yes, once a year. This year it's June 10th.
Mm-hmm.
And it's we are part of the Relay for Life in Quaticook.
Mm-hmm.
So it's at Parc Lawrence,
mm-hmm,
which is behind the arena in Quaticook.
Mm-hmm.
And... It's the 150th in for the town, but it's the 15th year of the, mm-hmm, relay in Quaticook, and it's an amazing night. Anybody that hasn't done a relay before should, mm-hmm, do it. It's a very emotional evening. It's very I don't know. It makes me reflect.
Mm-hmm. It would.
And also makes me celebrate because there's an awful lot of people that survive cancer.
They do, yeah.
And, you know, this keeps me motivated and keeps us all motivated as a team. We don't just lose people. An awful lot of people are survivors, and we get to celebrate that too.
A lot more survivors every year.
Every year.
Than the previous, so that, yep, is a really good feeling too.
Yes, it is.
An important aspect of it.
Yes, it is.
You started off really small, and you said every year you're kind of increasing your funds.
Yes, we keep, we're greedy. We have a member, Kelly McBean.
Mm-hmm.
She's been dreaming of the day we reach 30,000, and,
mm-hmm,
I keep telling her we're going to do it this year.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully, for Kelly's sake, we will reach the 30,000 mark this year that we will we'll raise in 1 year.
That's wonderful.
The 30,000. And if we do, then we've reached the $200,000,
exactly,
barrier.
Good. It's wonderful to have so much energy on the team, too. It must make you feel really good.
It does. It does. The girls are, and our guys are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
mm-hmm,
they all bring something different to the table, which is,
mm-hmm,
great. And it's fun.
Yeah.
And they were all personal friends and family of Chrissy, so...
That makes it special,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
It's a feeling of comradeship,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
And I would imagine probably in their families there has been cancer, too.
Everybody.
Okay.
I keep telling everybody, you know, I've had the misfortune of knowing two people with ALS. okay. which is a horrible disease. Mm-hmm. But I dare you to name two people that haven't been touched by cancer.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So, you know, it's an epidemic, and we need to stop it, and we need to find a cure. Mm-hmm. And I think if we keep working at this, we will. I believe we will, and I hope before, in my lifetime, I hope that we'll find a cure.
It's certainly promising. Every year there's breakthroughs, there's new research, people living longer. It's amazing.
And all the money we make, you know, if we reach our goal this year, they tell me at the Canadian Cancer Society that it will buy 1,000 hours of research.
Okay, so a lot of the money raised then is going to research, is that right?
It does. Most of it goes to research. Okay. Some of it goes to prevention. Mm-hmm. And some of it goes to detection, like breast cancer awareness, and it goes to the detection of breast cancer. But most of it goes to research.
Okay, that's good to know. It's so important. Research is so important because that's where the thread of hope is, in the research.
It is. Mm-hmm. And this is why Chrissy, one of the last speeches she gave was... research has bought her 19 years between the time she passed away and the time that she first had her cancer. 19 years. She said, you know, research gave her 19 years extra to live. So this was a gift. Mm-hmm. And
also a wonderful attitude that she had, too.
Anybody that knew Chrissy, she had the most bright outlook on everything. Her motto was life is precious. And it is. And she had a smile and a twinkle in her eyes. She loved life, and she lived it fully.
Exactly. And you just never know. You were telling me that she had been in remission for 10 years and she started a family, and then, you know, she was free of all the scans and everything, and then it came back. So people just, they never know.
You just never know when you were going to get struck by this. And we have to be ready.
Exactly. And joining in groups like this, making people aware, that's so important too. Mm-hmm.
And this, by the way, this show that's coming up on the 18th of March, there will be a part of the show that will honor Chrissy.
Okay. Oh, that's wonderful to know.
Yes, it will. It will honor Chrissy. They have asked for us to submit pictures and some songs that make us think of Chrissy. Mm-hmm. And they've put together something, and Chrissy will be honored during this show. So
that's wonderful.
I hope some of you can join us in honoring Chrissy, and at the same time, giving to a great cause.
Mm-hmm. It is a great cause for sure. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Linda?
Just that I'm amazed every year at the generosity, and I want everybody to know that I appreciate enormously the English community. They've supported my husband, my family, and I throughout the years, and they continue to amaze me, and I just want to thank them from the bottom of our hearts.
Well, thanks very much, and I do feel that we live in an amazing community.
Yes, we do. Thank you,
all the best. The Bravehearts, number one fundraising team in the province of Quebec, invites you to join them in an amazing opportunity. Parallel, a song and dance troupe has joined forces with the Bravehearts in order to raise funds for the Canadian Cancer Society. The troupe interprets a variety of song and dance numbers from disco to rock. The show will be held on March 18th at 8 p.m. at the Centre Quebecois, 135 Don Bosco Street in Sherbrooke. The cost of a ticket is $25 and can be purchased at the door or by calling Mark or Linda Guillette, 819-837-2363. That's 819-837-2363.